rest unmeasured, boundless free, rolling as a mighty ocean in its fullness over me. Underneath me, all around me, is the current of thy love, leading onward, leading homeward to my glorious rest above. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, love of every love the best. 'Tis an ocean vast, a blessing, 'tis a haven sweet of rest. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, 'tis a heaven of heavens to me, and it lifts me up to glory, for it lifts me up to thee. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, 'tis a heaven of heavens to me, and it lifts me up to glory, for it lifts me up to
Thank you, Brother Shaddix. God bless you. Well, I'll tell you, if you've never experienced the deep, deep love of God, you haven't experienced the greatest experience in the world. You know, one of that starts with salvation, the experience of being saved, that He would so love us that He'd give His only begotten Son. It's unbelievable, unbelievable. God bless you for being here. If you'll take your Bible this morning and find your place in John chapter number 5. John chapter number 5, if you would please. John chapter number 5, we're going to read one verse in verse number 19. If you'd like to stand with me as we read the Word of God, just one verse. John chapter 5 and verse number 19. John 5 and verse number 19. The Scripture says, "Then answered Jesus and said unto them." Now He's talking to His disciples. Remember, here in this particular place of Scripture, what was happening here was an unbelievable situation that Jesus was able to use as a teaching time. And He says right here to His disciples, "Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He seeth the Father do." Now listen to this next statement, because this is the text verse or phrase. He says, "For what things soever He doeth," speaking of God, "these also doeth the Son likewise." Now notice what He says. He says, "For what things soever He doeth," speaking of the Father, "these also doeth the Son likewise." And I want you to take your pencil or a pen, and I want you to circle the little word right there in verse number 19, the word soever. Soever. Because this morning, what I'm going to preach to you about this morning is a soever Savior. A soever Savior. Would you bow your heads with me this morning And let's pray. Now, Lord, we've read the scriptures, and we ask now that you would take and use it to glorify the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that what shall be said this morning would bring honor and glory to thee. We also pray this morning, Lord, that as the word of God is preached, that it would fall on fertile hearts and fertile ground today. That people, Lord, would take what should be said, let the word of God do in their heart what needs to be done, and that, Lord, by invitation time, we would be ready to decide about what you have spoken to our heart about during the message. Again, thank you for your goodness and blessings. Bless these dear people and their willingness to be here under the sound of the preaching and teaching and in church today. And we'll glorify your name through it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. In John chapter 5 and verse number 19, you don't see this word. We don't use this word regularly around here. Nobody around here talks at least like that and uses the word so ever very much. But here in the scriptures, Jesus speaking says that the Son can do nothing of Himself but what He seeth the Father do. So that means we serve a so ever God. We have a so ever Father and a so ever Savior and a so ever Holy Spirit. He says, whatever the Father doeth, I see it. And He says, the Son doeth likewise. Now, the very meaning of the word so ever that the Holy Spirit chose to use in this particular passage of Scripture literally means indefiniteness. In other words, having no limits. Having no limits. And so when we talk about a so-ever Savior, we're talking about a so-ever Father, a so-ever God that has no limits. And if we serve a so-ever God, then doesn't it logically mean that if Jesus Christ being the Son of God, and we know that He is God, that He's a so-ever Savior. Because He's from a so-ever God. And so He has no limits. Let me prove it to you. Take your Bible, go to Matthew chapter 19. The Scripture speaking of our so-ever Savior, speaking of Jesus, has no beginning nor ending. And if someone has no beginning or ending, yet they're alive, then the logical conclusion is that this person has no limits. And in Matthew chapter number 19, if you'll look there with me in verse number 26. Matthew 19 and verse number 26. The Scripture says, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Which means He has no limits. Which means He's a so-ever God. Which means we serve a so-ever Savior and have a so-ever Holy Spirit. And so the word so-ever just simply means He has no limits. Now, may I say to you this morning that we find here in Scripture a truth that some of us haven't got a hold of yet. Now listen carefully. The truth is that there are some things that are absolutely impossible with man. Impossible. Cannot do them, period. Now, which means this. That means that if there are things that are impossible with man, that means there's no such thing as a so-ever man. Is that right? There's no such thing as a so-ever man. Yet, isn't it amazing how we act like we are? Like we are all sufficient of ourselves. That we can do all things ourselves. Well, you find out real quick in life that's not true. Let me prove this to you. How many of you have ever been out, maybe you've been out in a lake or something and you have been swimming and the lake, because of the coolness of it, it's temperatured in layers, and the deeper you go, the colder it gets. And you've gone down there, maybe down to that cold area, and all of a sudden your muscles begin to cramp. Has that ever happened to anybody? And all of a sudden you realize that your God-given little flippers don't work. And all you've got to do to get back to the surface is your hands, if they're not cramped. And by the time you get up and you poke your head above the water, you know what you're looking for? You're looking for somebody to help you because you are helpless. You know why? Because you got limits. You're not a so-ever man. There is no such thing as a so-ever woman. There is no such thing as a so-ever teenager. There's no such thing, you see. But there is such thing as a so-ever Savior. And Jesus said that whatsoever, or so-ever that He saw His Father, He said, whatsoever the Father does, He says, I do it. So I serve a soever God and a soever Savior. You see, I'm helpless without Him. By the way, it's all right to acknowledge that you're weak in the flesh and not self-sufficient. It'd be all right to do that. Right? It's all right to acknowledge that you're not all in all. You see, this morning we need a soever God. And this morning we need a soever Savior. Take your Bible, if you would, and go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, if you would. Let me show you something here. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse number 5. 2 Corinthians 3 and verse number 5. All right, look what it says here. It says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as ourselves. Now, that's the truth we need to get a hold of. That you are not all sufficient. You're not a soever man, or a soever woman, or a soever teenager, or a soever kid. He says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves. He says, but our sufficiency is of, guess who? The soever God. The one who has no limits whatsoever. And I want to talk to you this morning, and I hope you'll jot some things down just to think about. You can study these in your spare time. But we serve a soever Savior. A soever Savior. Take your Bible now, if you would, go to Mark chapter number 6. Mark chapter number 6. Mark chapter 6 and verse 53. Mark chapter 6 and verse number 53. The scripture says, and when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship straightway, they knew him and ran through that whole region round about and began to carry about in beds those that were sick where they heard he was. Speaking of Jesus. Now listen to this. Here comes a soever right here. The scripture says, and whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch even, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Do you know what these people knew? They knew, here comes the soever Savior. You know why? They ran throughout all the villages and the cities and began to take people that were sick and sent them out beside the road, because the scripture says, whithersoever, which means any place. You know why they began to run and do this? Because they knew this is the soever Savior. This one is the one that death will have no limits on. This will be the one that no man has no limits on. This is the one that has no limits, because he had no beginning. He has no ending. They begin to lay him out in the streets, and the Bible says as he passed by, even those who were able to touch his garment, they were made whole. Here's the first thing I want you to see. We serve a whithersoever Savior. That means a Savior of any place. Now you listen to me very carefully what I'm about to say. Listen to me. He can show up at any place. He can show up any place. You know why I know that? Because he showed up at a wedding in Cana of Galilee. And there at that wedding, you know what? He wasn't just a spectator. The Bible says he turned water into wine. You see, any place, whithersoever he went, something good happened. Something good happened. And whithersoever he went, even a wedding, water was turned into wine. But you know something else? Not only that, he didn't just show up at a wedding, he showed up at a funeral. And boy, there was a widow, the widow of Nain, had her son raised to life again. Why? Because the soever Savior showed up who had no limits. Death had no bounds on him. That's the reason he could tell her son to rise up and walk. Why? No limits. He's a whithersoever Savior. Any place that he went, whether it be a wedding, something good happened. And at a funeral, hey, let me tell you something. The widow of Nain's a witness. Something good happened. That's what happened. You know why? Because he's a whithersoever Savior. Any place that he went, he could show up at any place. Showed up at a wedding. Showed up at a funeral. Hey, can I say this? He can show up at a time of great need. Of great need. Remember in John chapter 20, his disciples, after they had crucified Jesus, you find them up in a room, afraid, hiding for fear of the Jews. And guess who showed up? Right there, in the midst of them, Jesus himself. You know why? Because the doors were shut, the Bible says. And you know why he could show up? Because he's a whithersoever Savior. He's any place. He's not bound by anything. And he showed up in the midst of them, except one of them wasn't there. But you know what? He's such a great whithersoever Savior that he showed back up the next Sunday so the one could understand. You know what? There's no place going to bind me. Not a room, not a tomb, not anything. Why? Because he's that no limit Savior. He's that Savior where no place can bind him. He can show up at any place. It might be a wedding. Hey, it might be a funeral. It might be a time of great need. He might show up at a worship service. He just might do that. And let me tell you something, my friend. If he does, good things happen. Everywhere he went, didn't matter what place it was, he could show up any place. Always good things happen. You see, he can show up any place, and then may I say to you, he can show up at your place. He just might show up at your place. Now, I don't know about you, but let me tell you something. You got a home and a family in today's world, in 2007, you better hope he shows up at your place. You better hope that there's a place in your home for him. That there's a place set aside for him. That you have that private devotion place set aside for him. And let me tell you something. When God shows up in a home, good things happen. Good things happen. Listen, the homes that are corrupt today and out of control today, you know why? Because Jesus didn't show up. Because you didn't invite him. You see, I'm just here to tell you that he's a whithersoever Savior. He'll show up any place. He can show up at your place. You know what? He may show up at your place trying to mend your marriage. He may show up at your place trying to love your kids. He may show up at your place trying to direct your decisions. But you know, the Bible says he may show up and behold, he stands at the door and knocks. And the Bible says, if any man open the door. You see, here's what we're doing. He's there knocking and we look through the peephole and we look through the peephole of life. We say, oh, that's Jesus. I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. There's some things I've got to do. Then I'll let you in. You better let him in when he knocks. You see, space is no obstacle to God. He's not too busy for you. Hey, he'd show up whithersoever. Any place. Why? Because he's that so-ever God. He's that so-ever Savior. Because he's not bound by space. May I say to you, number two, find your place in Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14, if you would. Mark 14. All right, Mark chapter number 14 and verse number 7. Now remember, this is a situation where Jesus has been anointed with spikenard, precious ointment, and the disciples are griping, saying, we could have taken that and we could have sold it and given to the poor. Now here's Jesus' response in Mark chapter 14 and verse number 7. He says, for you have the poor with you always. Uh-oh, let's say that. Here's another so-ever. He said, and whensoever you will, you may do them good. But me, you have not always. You see, what he's saying here to them is he's saying, listen, don't gripe at her. She's anointing me for burial. It's time. It's whensoever. He's a whensoever Savior, which means not only is He a whithersoever, any place He may show up, but may I say to you that He's a whensoever Savior anytime. Anytime. Can I say to you this morning, dear friend, that anytime, He's available anytime? Because since He has no beginning, no ending, He has no limits, He don't have to sleep. He don't have to eat. He doesn't get distracted. You see, because He has no limits like we do. See, the problem is the reason we don't go to Him first is because we think we're a whosoever man. Or a soever man, or a soever woman, or soever teenager. But we're not. We're limited, see. And we have to have a soever Savior. The Scripture says He's a whensoever. He's available anytime to hear your cry. He's available anytime to comfort your heart. He's available anytime to bear your cares. Do you know the Scripture says that we're to cast all our cares upon Him, for He careth for you? Hey, you know what He said? He said, anytime. Anytime. I'm available anytime. I'm available to speak with you anytime. I'm available for whatsoever you want. He said, I'm available whithersoever, any place, whensoever. He said, I'm available anytime. But may I say to you also that He can judge at any time. He can judge at any time. You see, the thing is, folks, God don't always judge immediately. Sometimes it's later. But He can judge at any time. You know whose discretion is left to? His. Not mine. See, the thing about it is, I remember as a kid, if it was left up to me, I wouldn't have gotten any spankings. None. But can I say to you, judgment wasn't left up to me. And the thing about it is, I would rather have gotten the spankings from Mama than wait till Daddy gets home. Because I found out when Daddy gets home and he's tired and he's hungry, them spankings got worse. But see, judgment wasn't left up to me. And can I say to you, judgment's not left up to you. It's left up to the whensoever Savior. Anytime. Anytime He will judge. But hey, let me flip this on the positive side. Can I say this to you? He can bless at any time. Not only can He judge at any time, He can bless at any time. And I don't know about you, but I like them. I like them unexpected blessings. You know, we call them unexpected, but you know what? We really ought to expect them. You know why my kids expect certain things from me? Because I'm the Father. They expect to be fed. They expect to be clothed. They expect a roof over their head. You see, those aren't unexpected blessings. They expect those. And you know something? You say, well, Brother Todd, isn't that kind of arrogant? No, not if I'm a child of God. And my Father owns everything. And as long as I stay right with Him, He's willing to give them to me. You know why? Because He's whensoever. Anytime He can bless. Hey, listen, I tell you. Coming to church this morning, some of you got one of them blessings. Somebody pulled out in front of you. You had to swerve around them. You know what that? That was one of them whensoever blessings. That was one of those anytime blessings. Now, you ladies, you go shopping. You go out to the mall. Man, it's like a prison. They need to build a fence around that thing. To me, that's like a prison. Shoot, I don't believe. Hey, brother, let me tell you something. I don't believe in purgatory. I believe in malls. Send them to the mall, man. That's worse than purgatory. And make them stay out there the rest of their life. Now, all I'm saying to you is this: He can bless at any time. You ladies go to the mall. You know what? You'll circle 500 times looking for one parking space a little bit closer. And all of a sudden, you spot one. Guys coming out. Hey, listen. I've seen this happen 100 times. These people ease up there and put their blinker on. Blink, 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 blink. Like they're going to get that. I thought, I bet you they're not going to get that parking spot every time. Because I've seen people whip around and whip in there and they go, oh, oh, oh. Hey, that blinker don't mean nothing. Don't mean a thing. Hey, if it don't mean anything while you're driving on the road, ladies, it don't mean anything in the parking lot. I'm just saying, you know what we serve? We serve a whensoever Savior. We serve a whithersoever, any place and any time. Any place and any time. You see, there's no obstacle to God. Time's no obstacle to God. Time has no meaning with a soever Savior. Time means a lot to us. Because you know what? Here's how we think. We think the time to get right is when we feel it. We think the time to get baptized is when I can live it. Oh, I'll get baptized, but I got to be able to live it. I got baptized only 20 years ago, and I'm still trying to live it. You see, we think the time to be faithful is when I need it. We think the time to give is when I have it. See? And then we think the time to be saved is when I can see it. You're not going to see it. You're going to hear it. And then you know what? Once you hear it, you have the information, then you need to experience it. Then once you hear it, you experience it, then you can start seeing some things. But not until then. You see, time's no obstacle to God. It's something to us. Now, we serve a whithersoever God. He's any place. Show up at any time. At any place. May show up at your place. Today. He's whensoever. Any time. Doesn't matter. Any time. Let me show you another one. Colossians chapter 3. Turn over there if you would, please. Colossians 3:17. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. All right, Colossians 3 and verse 17. Now look what it says. It says, and now, not whithersoever, not whensoever, now he says, and whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the soever Savior, the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Look down to verse number 23. He says, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the soever Savior, the Lord, and not unto men. Now listen to me. We've talked about a whithersoever Savior. Any place may show up at any place at any time. May show up at your place. We've talked about a whensoever Savior. Any time. He's not bound by time. He's available any time. And may I say to you, we serve a whatsoever Savior. That means anything. Anything. And may I say to you this morning, folks, that I serve a whatsoever Savior. You know why? Because He can do anything. He can do anything. Can I say this to you this morning? He can forgive the most vile sin. How many times have I talked to people and they said, oh, preacher, you don't understand what I've done. God can't save me. Oh, yeah, He can. Yeah, you know why? Because He's a whatsoever Savior. He can forgive anything. Anything. So how do you know He can forgive anything? Well, for instance, have you ever heard of Moses? Yeah, you heard of Moses. Now, the thing about it is he wasn't always a good boy. There were several times he was a bad boy. And one of his bad moments, you know what he did? He took an old Egyptian, looked to the left, looked to the right. Okay. Nobody's looking. The problem is, you know what? He made the same mistake we make. All he looked was horizontally. He forgot to look vertically. Nobody was looking. So you know what he did? He took that old boy and strangled him, killed him. And he did what most of us do with our sin. He looked, found a hole, put him in there, covered him up. But as fast as he threw the sand on, God blew it off. He was doing this and God's going, You know why? Because he's a whatsoever God. But he murdered somebody. You say, well, he's going to go to hell. You mean to tell me probably one of the top five people in the Bible is going to go to hell? You are sadly mistaken. I can prove he's in heaven. Now, all I'm saying to you is this. If he's willing to forgive the most vile sin, even murder. Anybody ever heard of David? You know what? Hey, he wasn't just a murderer. He was an adulterer. God forgive him? Top five. Huh? He's one of the top five. He's probably going to be in heaven. Yeah. Probably. I'm just saying to you, folks, you know what? Because he's a whatsoever God, he can do anything. He can forgive any sin, the most vile sin. Hey, but listen to this. He can restore the most broken life. Man, I'm telling you, he can take a broken life and restore that thing. But let me tell you something. You know who he needs help from? He needs your help. Huh? Go check me out. Do you know he needs your help to restore people that are fallen? And by the way, when he talks about that, he talks about, and he mentions there about restoration in the book of Galatians, he talks about ye which are spiritual. You see, he's talking about those people that are of like mind, like he is, realizing that we're totally depraved and realizing that he is a so-ever God and you're not a so-ever person. I'm just here to tell you, folks, you know what? He can do anything. He can restore the most broken life. Listen, I'm just here to tell you today, it doesn't matter what you've gotten yourself involved in. You say, oh, but you don't understand. Listen, I don't have to understand. All I got to do is point you to the one that does understand, has no limits, and can restore. Yeah, he can restore because he can do anything. Hey, can I tell you this morning, he can heal any illness. I've read in the Bible, he made the blind to see, the lame to walk, the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak. Oh, he won't do that today. I've got this little problem health-wise. He can't heal me. Well, why don't you try? I'm just saying, he said he can do whatsoever. That's anything. He has no limits. You think cancer is going to limit him? Huh? No. You think whatever physical problem you have is going to limit him? No! Because he can do anything. Hey, can I say this to you? He can be anything. He can be anything. You know what? He can be eyes to the blind. He can be help to the poor, or food to the hungry, or shelter for the weak. He can be anything. See, the thing about it is, folks, he's all sufficient. Our problem is we think we're too self-sufficient. That's our problem. Just saying, he's a whatsoever Savior. He can do anything. He can be anything. Listen to me. He can see anything. He can see anything. Take your Bible, go to the book of Proverbs quickly with me. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse number 3. Proverbs 15 and verse number 3. Proverbs 15 and verse number 3. Listen to what it says. Proverbs 15 and verse 3 says this. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. You know what that kind of tells me, folks? That kind of tells me he can see everything. He sees your good works. He sees your bad works. Oh, by the way, he can also see your thoughts. He knows what you're thinking right now. And if you're thinking that preacher, shut up, he knows what you're thinking. Amen. If he knows your mind is on Texas land and cattle right now rather than the preaching, he knows that. He knows that. Matter of fact, now my mind's on it. Now, listen, folks, you know why he can see everything, do anything, see anything? It's because he's a whatsoever Savior. By the way, do you know he gives us some whatsoever promises too? Yeah, he gives us some whatsoever promises. Listen, you look at, so, you don't just write this down, you look at this later. Do you know in Psalm chapter 1 and verse number 3, the Bible tells us right there that a man or a woman or any believer that'll plant himself by the rivers of water, he shall prosper. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You know why he can give me a whatsoever promise? Because he's a whatsoever God. He's a whatsoever Savior. Mark chapter 6 tells us there, ask whatsoever you will, and it shall be done unto you. I'm just saying, folks, he's a soever Savior. He's not only a whithersoever Savior, he's any place, be any place, might show up at your place. He's a whensoever Savior, anytime, he's available anytime. He's a whatsoever Savior. He can do anything, be anything, see anything. And then may I say lastly to you, that he is a whosoever Savior. Take your Bible and go to Matthew chapter 20, if you would please. Matthew 20. Matthew 20, verse 27. Matthew 20 and verse 27. Look at verse 26. But it shall not be so among you, Jesus speaking to his disciples, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your what? Now listen to me carefully. He's a whosoever Savior. That means anybody. And you listen to what this preacher's saying to you. Anybody can serve. Anybody. Say, no, not me. No, not me. I can't serve. Well, what's your excuse? Because if, the only way that you can't serve is if you're dead. Then service is over. That's the only way you can't. Because you can serve. Anybody can serve. So how can I serve, preacher? How about using your spiritual gifts? So how do I do that? Well, look at Proverbs 18. Look at Proverbs 18. Look at what it says, Proverbs 18 and verse number 16. I'm going to have to read it while you're turning there. Proverbs 18, 16 says this, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. It says a man's gift maketh room for him. You know why? Because we serve a whosoever God, and if you're a child of God, that's anybody, and I'm here to tell you, anybody can serve. Anybody can serve. All you've got to do is just exercise your will. Exercise your will. Anybody in here can serve God. If you're a child of God, anybody can serve. You say, well, I'm not very talented. Well, I'm not either, but you know what? I found a place. You can find some place. Anybody can serve. Yeah. Yeah, they can find any place, anytime, anywhere. You know why? Because we serve a soever God, a soever Savior. Anybody can serve. May I say secondly, anybody can sow. Yeah, anybody can serve, and anybody, any Christian can sow. Yeah, sure can. So how can I do that? How about just open your mouth and give a testimony about what Jesus has done for you? Do you know Psalm chapter 126 and verse number 5 says this, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. That kind of gives me some idea of why everybody, so many people walk around with their bottom lip dragging the ground and always discouraged, and always down. You know what? Maybe you're not sowing. You need to sow a little bit. Anybody can sow the Word of God to lost souls. Anybody can do that. By the way, anybody can exemplify Christianity, listen to me, to a confused world. They're totally confused on what Christianity is about. You know why? Too many people aren't sowing. So anybody can serve. Anybody can sow. And here's the last thing. You need to listen. Anybody can be saved. Hey, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know what that anybody, that whosoever means? Anybody. You say, no, I don't believe that. All right, let me give you a couple examples. How about a rough cob like Peter? Well, you're talking about rough as a cob. yet he got saved. How about a rich tax collector like Zacchaeus? Matter of fact, Jesus had called him out of a tree. You know what? He may have to call you out of a tree. He may have to tell you to come down. I said, get out here. Okay, I'm passing by. Okay, wait just a minute. You see, I'm just saying to you that anybody can be saved. If an old rough cob like Peter can be saved, if a cheating, lying, good for nothing tax collector like Zacchaeus can be saved, I wonder if anybody here can be saved. How about a religious person like Nicodemus? Boy, you got your tie on straight, your skirt links right. Hey, but you know what? He's still willing to save religious people. Yeah, he's willing to save religious people. You see, anybody can be saved. Whether they're rough, rich, religious. Oh, let me go a little bit further. How about an adulterous woman like the woman at the well? Doesn't the Bible didn't even give her name? Don't even have her name. But Jesus saved her. Listen to me. How about a rat like the maniac of Gadara? You know what he was before Jesus found him? He was a rat living among the tombs, among the dead, cutting himself. He was a filthy rat. But when Jesus found him and he put his faith and trust in Jesus, he clothed himself. And the Bible says the next time we find him, he's sitting at Jesus' feet in his right mind. Whosoever. Whosoever. Hey, you know what? He can save a rebel like Saul of Tarsus. Boy, he's a rebel. He said, well, how'd he get saved? Jesus slapped the fire out of him. Sure did. Slapped him so hard, slapped him cold, and almost knocked him slap out. And let me tell you something. He knew who slapped him too. He knew who knocked him down. Because the next words out of his mouth, Lord, what will thou have me to do? It's kind of like Mama and the broomstick. About 15 years old, I smarted off to Mom. She clocked me with a broomstick. I kind of used Mother, what would you have me to do? You see, he can save an old rebel like Saul of Tarsus. And then may I say to you, he can save an old boy like the thief on the cross who waited till the last invitation. He waited till the last invitation. And you know who gave that invitation? It wasn't the preacher. It was the whosoever Savior. Gave that last invitation to that thief on the cross. And you know what he said? Here's how he responded. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And you know what Jesus' response was? No! No, sorry. You waited too long. Sorry! You waited till the last second. And we don't believe, by the way, we don't believe in people getting saved the last second, so I'm sorry. No, you're going to die and go to hell. No, you know what Jesus looked at him and said? He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Hey, anybody can be saved even if they wait till the last minute, because the Bible said he's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, not willing that anybody should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I don't know about you folks, but I serve a so ever Savior. Whithersoever, any place. Whensoever, anytime, whatsoever, anything. And I'm here to tell you, starting the invitation, listen to me, whosoever, anybody can be saved. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me this morning? Every head bowed, every eye closed. No one looking around. How many of you would say this morning, preacher, no question in my heart, I know I can look back to a time where I've been born again. Someone took the Bible. They explained to me how to be saved. I put my faith and trust in Jesus. I remember it. I can put my finger on it. I know it beyond a shadow of a doubt. If you can give testimony of that this morning, just slip your hand way up high. Way up high. Whether you're in the balcony or on the bottom floor, slip it way up high. Say, I know for sure. No question about it. If the eastern sky split right now, I'd be with the Lord. All right? God bless you. You can put your hands down. Some of you couldn't raise your hand. And I'm here to help you. I'm here to try to introduce you to a so ever.